It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and I appreciate you tuning in here every Saturday morning on KETR and listening to our outdoor show. We've been doing this now a solid 7 years. Every week we get to have the opportunity to talk about the outdoors. I'll give you a little quick update. Around here locally in Northeast Texas, the crappie have been shallow. I mean 2 foot, 3 foot of water for about a week or two, but they're beginning to move back out. The catfish are in there. They're not spawning. A lot of channel cat are up shallow right now. They're eating the eggs of other fish is what they're doing. They're not in the spawn just yet, but that little tip will probably help you around locally. But today's show is focused on saltwater fishing. Captain Mike Williams has been our guest many times in the past. And, we had Mike on not too long ago talking about the spring black drum run, which kind of coincides with the spring break, you know. That's kind of tailing off now, but there's a lot of good trout fishing, and we want to talk about going to Galveston and catching trout and other things that's going on. Mike, are you hanging in there with us this morning?
Yes, sir, Luke. How you doing?
I'm real fine, and I appreciate you letting me get the show kicked off, and I appreciate you standing by. But the Black Drum Run is kind of a done deal, I think, mostly, but the big trout are coming in, and it's almost time for numbers of trout, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going into kind of a magical time of the year. Our southern migration start, and we're starting to get these big trout filtering through the passes and the jetties into lower Galveston Bay. It happens every year in the latter weeks of April and into May. But people looking for a big trout, they catch a lot of big trout in Baffin, but we catch a lot of big trout in Galveston, too. And the best time to target those big trout, I'm talking trout 8, 9, sometimes even 10 pounds, is the latter part of April, into May, into about the middle of June. Then it kind of, then we start catching, like, even in April and May, we catch numbers, but the big numbers, 100% of the population is in the Galveston Bay Complex in the first couple of weeks of June. But as we go toward that, we'll catch a lot of big trout.
Yeah, Mike, these are trout that are coming in out of the Gulf. It's a migration each spring coming in into the bay system, right?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Well, I know a lot of our listeners, Galveston is the vacation destination for many folks, the coastal destination. A lot of people go to Galveston. And it's always been my goal doing this show to hook people up with stuff to do and good people to do it with. And, folks, we're going to give you Mike's website and contact information and everything before we wrap it up today. But what's really helpful, Mike, is right now, say in the next month and a half, it's a great time to come and catch not only a big trout, but I mean, right now you can catch some good ones. I mean, some numbers of what I like to call eater trout. You know,
right,
the smaller
right, yeah.
ones. Yeah,
it's we catch a lot of fish in this time period in the 3 to 5 to 6 pound class, and it's some days we limit out. You'll catch 10 a person. If you got 4 people, that's 40 fish, and that's a lot of fish. And also in the mix, we'll catch in this time period lots of Spanish mackerel. Sometimes ling show up at the jetties. Sometimes even kingfish shows up at the jetties. And we fish the jetties a lot in Lower Galveston Bay, and that's where the majority of the action is going to be in the next 6 weeks, is at around the jetties in the lower parts of the bay, and that's where most of our boats go.
Right. Folks, we're visiting today with Captain Mike Williams. Now, I've known Mike for give or take 25 years. I fished with him through the years, and I'm going to tell you, in my opinion, and it's a fact, nobody on the Texas coast has fished more saltwater fishing than Mike. Mike, you spent a lot of time, while we were talking about trout, testing the mirror lures through the years, and you did a tremendous amount of, put in a tremendous amount of hours wade fishing back in the day, didn't
right.
you? You know?
Right. We did. We put in a lot of time, Back in when I was younger, I learned the entire Galveston Bay Complex. And I probably, like you said, I know I've fished the Galveston beachfront more than any man alive or dead. And that's a big sentence in Galveston, but we spend a lot of time, you know, trying to figure out what these fish do and when they do it and how to catch them. And I think we've got most of it pretty much perfected. The matter of just catching the right day to come down. You know, Galveston's really changed for people that hadn't been in Galveston in the last 10 years. You know, after Ike, they completely rebuilt the beachfront. Then they moved the cruise liners in there. And when they put those cruise liners in, they got about five of them running out of Galveston now. We've got some really first-class hotels, and they've built a lot of new restaurants and lots of good places to eat. Lots of good things for your kids to do. They built that flagship Pleasure Pier again. That's good. And they got Moody Gardens and all the things over there to do for the kids. Plus, you got the beach. There's lots of things for people to do.
Yeah, Galveston is a yearly, we have a, you know this well, a family vacation. We rent a big house out on the west end around Jamaica Beach out in that area. And I always like to, you know, for fishermen, sometimes some of us fishermen have to kind of sneak off by ourselves for a little extended fishing trip.
Right.
But thing about it, a family vacation, you're going to be down there a few days, folks. There is no reason not to do a little fishing if you enjoy fishing. And
right. Also, in this time period, we start targeting. We'll get the what we call surface feeders, which include sharks. We'll start targeting the sharks and the kings and the lings. Ling fishing is really, really good in April and May. You go out and target them. We have a trip now we call State Waters Trip. What the State Waters means, you can go 9 miles out. You can still, you know, some people just, they don't want to go out 40 miles. They want to be able to see land. And we have a trip just for those people where they can still see land. It's called a State Waters Trip. And you catch, and it's kind of like a combo trip where you catch sharks, you can catch lings, you can catch kings, you can catch tarpon. And it's a great trip for people that just don't want to get in a boat and go 80 miles offshore, you know.
That's it. Mike, a very real thing about fishing on the coast for some people is a lot of people worry about seasickness, but there's ways to avoid that, isn't it?
Well, you know, we get people, and some people, they're kind of la-la land, and they don't take the precaution before they get on the boat. And if you take those pills, they have those seasick pills. I always recommend people, if they're going to take the pills, take two before you go to bed. But the best thing you can get is a patch.
Yes.
Go to your doctor, get that patch. And if that patch don't work, then you want to take up tennis because you're
exactly
done. That's your last.
I think even now, Mike, that possibly those patches are SCOPE. That's the last term.
Yeah, scopolamine.
Yeah, and I think they're available over the counter. I'm pretty sure they are now.
Right,
not positive.
Well, they work. They work. Like I said, they work on. You take 100 people and you put 100 people patches on, 99 of them, it'll work. And I'm talking about people that they get sick, real sick. You put the patch on them, and the next day they're going to be good. But in my lifetime, I have run into one or two people that they don't work. And I just tell them, I said, sir, you need to just go take up tennis. Cause
exactly. Yep.
You ain't going to get on the ocean again.
I know the last few times that I went offshore, I used to fish offshore a lot out of Freeport, you know,
right,
back in the day, and they would go on these safaris,
right,
you know, which would be you'd be out two nights, go out to camp. We were fishing off the coast of Cameron, Louisiana, down there, you know.
Right.
Well, I remember an old salt there, and he was partaking of an adult beverage or two, as I remember. And I thought, you know, I always had to kind of watch that myself. I spend a lot of time in a boat in freshwater. But it's for me, it's always been, I never had gotten seasick. Well, but I'd always took the patch, you know,
right,
the patch.
Right.
Sometimes I'd get a little queasy on those long extended runs in rough seas.
Right.
But this old boy, I've never been sick on the boat, you know, and he was, like I say, consuming a few of the adult beverages all along. Before that trip was over, he was hanging over the side. Me and a bunch of other people were almost, I mean, we had to hide our face not to laugh. But
right,
it is a real thing. You have to.
Right.
But for someone that's never been out, the patch, go to, like Mike
right
says, check that
especially
out.
Especially on those safari trips. You know, you get sick on our boat, and you say, Captain Mike, I'm sick. I'm taking you back. But on the safaris, if you're on a two-day safari and you get sick 2 miles out, going out there, guess what? You ain't coming back. You're going to be out there for 2 days. They won't bring you back.
I know. I used to go there a lot, Mike, and if somebody, Elliot Cundiff, who I used to talk to, you might have known Elliot, but he told me, so we've had people, you know, on old, you know, way out there actually expire during the trip. They're there. You're out there. I mean, there's no, you don't make take a 10-minute ride. The sharks, man, for a vacationer, you know, coming down to vacation in the summer, that's something I advise. And now these state waters trips, that would encompass that, wouldn't it, Mike? And it'd give you a chance to catch a lot of other stuff, too, right?
You know, we used to not take kids on a shark fishing trip, and we got such a demand. It used to, if you were over 65 or less than 16, we didn't take you shark fishing. But we got such a response to take the kids. Now we offer a shark trip just for the kids where they target sharks that's, you know, not 400-pound sharks like the men want to catch.
Yep.
Target sharks where the kids can catch them, and they'll run, you know, 30, 60, 80 pounds.
You bet. And they, man, for a lot of kids, or for most anyone, especially freshwater folks that do a lot of freshwater fishing, and if you hadn't fought a, I'm talking about a 60-pound black tip will put a bend in that rod, Mike, you know, I mean.
Yeah, that's few fish that can swim that can put out. I always said it's like hooking into a Harley going about 60 miles an hour. They can rip off some line off a reel, and it's one heck of a fight.
You know, one thing we haven't talked about is redfish, and I'll make this statement: a great big redfish, catch him and let him go. I mean, there's a whole lot better eating than a big old bull red. But
You know, state law, it's the ones you can keep. It's what we call keeper reds. They're 20 to 28 inches, and you can keep three of those. And the fish over 28 inches are considered bull reds, and you do have a deal on your license where you can take one off and tag it. But, you know, I hate to see that. You know, a bull red can produce 60 or 100,000 babies, and when you kill that mama, I mean, you're eliminating a lot of redfish.
Let them go enjoy the fight.
And they're not that good to eat either.
They are not. That's a fact. Small ones are. Mike, I want to get the word out. Galveston Fishing Guides, folks, if you can remember that, galvestonfishingguides.com. You can check out all of Mike Williams. He's got an awesome team of guides there, too. Mike, how do they call you if they want to talk to you?
Best way to call us is look at the numbers on our internet site. It's 713-256-9260, and that number and the other reservation number is on the website.
Mike, thanks a lot for being with us. We'll get you back before long and talk some more fishing. And, folks, I want to remind you on the web station, radio station website, KETR.org, we'll have a link to Galveston Fishing Guides and a picture of a good trout picture that Mike took. Mike's also an excellent saltwater photographer. Mike, we'll get you back soon, and I look forward to our next visit.
Okay, Luke, thanks for calling.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at KETR.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Texas Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.